Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 18th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Policy Crossroads: How Infrastructure Capital's ICAP ETF could be well-positioned amid a highly public power struggle. As the Federal Reserve faces pressure over potential interest rate cuts, investors are eyeing Infrastructure Capital Equity Income ETF, ECAP. With the president advocating for lower rates, the search for a new Fed chair intensifies. Amid this power struggle, ICAP offers a unique opportunity, focusing on maximizing income and total return. In a landscape where government bonds compete for yield, ICAP stands out with its diversified portfolio of dividend-paying equities. Managed by J.D. Hatfield, ICAP emphasizes high-yield equity income while utilizing options and leverage to enhance income. With a competitive yield of 6.28%, ICAP presents a compelling case for income investors, especially in a potentially shifting economic environment. Stay tuned, as the clash between the White House and the Fed could lead to a monetary paradigm shift, impacting the appeal of income-generating assets like ICAP.
Greg Allison, CFP, joins the Wealth Management Division at PPAC Private. Greg Allison, CFP, has joined PPAC Private Bank & Trust's Wealth Management Division as a Senior Managing Director and Portfolio Manager. With two decades of experience in developing and managing investment solutions, Greg brings expertise in financial analysis, research, trading, and operations. He joins from J.P. Morgan Private Bank, Austin, Texas, where he managed ultra-high-net-worth client relationships. Previously, he led a centralized investment team at Austin Asset, overseeing assets exceeding $1.3 billion. Greg's background also includes serving as the Director of Portfolio Management at Regent Atlantic, managing over 1,500 clients and assets exceeding $6 billion. A certified financial planner TM practitioner, Greg holds SEI Series 7 and 65 licenses. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company, offers client-centric banking solutions, including wealth management services. Visit www.ppacprivate.com for more information. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, advancing a premier North American copper district. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on NYSE American as TMQ and on TSX as TMQ, is advancing the premier North American copper district. With a 50% joint venture interest in Ambler Metals, controlling Alaska's high-grade Upper Kobuk mineral projects, Trilogy Metals has $24.6 million in cash as of May 31, 2025, and a base shelf prospectus and $25 million ATM program for future funding flexibility. The ongoing development of Arctic and bornite deposits is supported by agreements with local Alaska Native Corporation for collaborative exploration. As global demand for copper rises sharply due to electrification and renewable energy, Trilogy Metals is well-positioned in this high-grade, copper-dominant district. Nika Kurdiani, TBC Uzbekistan CEO, receives presidential award for contribution to economic development. TBC Uzbekistan CEO Nika Kurdiani has been honored with a presidential award for his contribution to Uzbekistan's economic development. President Mirziyoyev recognized TBC Uzbekistan's efforts in raising the benchmark for financial services, attracting international investment, and supporting small and medium enterprises. Over the past year, TBC Uzbekistan introduced Uzbekistan's first fully digital business banking service and acquired BillZ, a retail management SaaS platform. Kurdiani expressed gratitude for the award, attributing it to the entire team's hard work. With 21 million registered users, TBC Uzbekistan is the leading digital banking ecosystem in Central Asia, offering a range of digital services and investing in AI technology to enhance customer experience.
Norway plans to inject almost $23 billion in oil gas operations in 2026. Statistics Norway has revealed that Norway plans to inject almost $23 billion in oil and gas operations in 2026, with an increase in expenditure expected due to production drilling operations. This growing investment in Norway's oil and gas sector reflects strong global demand over the coming decade. U.S. companies like GEMXX Corp are also exploring activities in Latin America to meet this sustained demand. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.